Hello, my name is Maria Ramirez Saman, and today I will talk about the role of the Drosophila small lateral ventral neurons in the regulation of behavioral responses to alcohol. We begin our journey in section 2, introduction. There are certain experiences, such as drug exposure or stress, that affects the human brain and produces changes in behavior. In this poster, we will focus specifically on the effect drugs, such as alcohol, have on sleep dysregulation, using Drosophila melanogaster as a model organism. In humans, it has been observed that the effect alcohol has on sleep depends on the dose and time of exposure, whether it's acute, chronic, or in the withdrawal phase. In general, at high doses and or after chronic use, alcohol decreases total sleep, while at low doses, it increases sleep, suggesting that alcohol has a complex relationship to sleep. Interestingly, at a molecular level, it has been observed that alcohol affects the expression of several genes associated with circadian rhythms and sleep regulation. As seen in the table below, alcohol-responsive genes include the circadian core clock genes, timeless and period, as well as several circadian output genes such as the PK channel genes LOPOC and the transcription factor gene CREB-B. We go on to section 3, experimental design. In order to study the mechanisms of ethanol-induced sleep dysregulation in a Drosophila model, we use an ethanol vapor administration assay. Its goal is to turn liquid ethanol into vapor. We pour the ethanol into a bubbler where it is turned into vapor, and we use these regulators to control the flow of ethanol. The alcohol administration assay is connected to this air pump, and the delivery manifold specifically designed to fit on the Drosophila activity monitor. The goal of the Drosophila activity monitor is to record locomotor activity as the flight passes through this infrared beam. If no locomotor activity is registered for a period of 5 minutes, then it is said that the fly is asleep. We begin our experiments with 1.5 liters per minute of water and then switch it to ethanol for a specific period of time. We end our experiments with 5 minutes of water. Now we will go to section 4. Effect of a single steadying dose of ethanol in sleep on female Cantonese flies. We first expose flies to a single steadying dose of ethanol vapor and monitor the total sleep of Cantonese flies. In this graph, we can see the total sleep of these flies the day before the experiment, the day of the experiment, and 2 days after. Every gray and white segment is a single day, the gray segment corresponding to the night, while the white segment to the day. At day 1, we can observe that flies tend to sleep during the night, wake up just before the morning, sleep during the day, and wake up just before the evening. These peaks of activity are called morning and evening peaks, respectively. On day 2, the ethanol exposure was performed. Here, we can observe the sedation of flies after a single stream of ethanol vapor. We see that at the beginning of the exposure, there is a decrease of total sleep followed by an increase of it. This makes sense, as ethanol has been previously described as having both a hyperactive and a sedative phase. The next day, we can observe A, an increase in the sleep of flies during the day, and B, an increase in sleep during the morning, suggesting that ethanol-exposed flies, like the morning activity peak described before. We can observe that the increase in sleep after ethanol exposure lasts during the rest of the experiment, and that this increase is significant. The graph below is an actogram, a graph that allows us to observe active and inactive periods of an individual fly. The white parts represent active periods, while the blue parts represent inactive periods. The left half is a night and the right half is a day. Every row is a day of the experiment. In this graph, we can observe that flies have a very unique pattern of activity. One, in which they are asleep during the night, have an increase in activity at the beginning of the day just before lights on, fall back in sleep, and wake up at the end of the day just before lights off. These periods of activity at the beginning of the day and at the end are called the morning and evening peak, respectively, as described before. What we can observe is that after a single stream of ethanol vapor, flies sleep during the rest of the day and skip the morning activity peak. As PDF, or small lateral ventral neurons, are important in regulating morning activity peak, we think that alcohol is interfering with the function of PDF neurons in such a way that it blocks this response of flies. So we decided to perform our other experiments with PDF-01 flies, a transgenic mutant fly line that lacked expression of the PDF neuropeptide. Now we go to section 5, effect of a non-sedating dose of ethanol on sleep in male flies. The graphs in the top panel, A and B, is our control group for this experiment. This is the same graph as we saw before. However, this time, flies were exposed to a non-sedating dose of ethanol. This happened to us as an initial mistake. In last experiment, we used 2 monitors, while in this one, we used 4. As a result, the amount of ethanol these flies were exposed to was significantly less. If we pay close attention here, the day during the experiment, male Cantonese flies experienced a decrease following by an increase in sleep. However, the increase in sleep isn't as robust as the one shown previously compared to these last controls. Thus, we hypothesized that these flies weren't completely sedated by ethanol. In the specific case, the overall result is a decrease in total sleep following the days of the experiment. These results last up until a few days after the experiment, and this analysis shows that this decrease in total sleep the days after the experiment is significant. Contrary to wild-type Cantonese flies that have a clear morning and evening sleep, PDF-01 flies, which are shown in the bottom panel, C and D, sleep almost during the entire day, presenting a small evening peak just before lights off, but no morning peak. As it can be seen, ethanol does not have a direct effect in total sleep the days after the experiment in these flies. Thus, we hypothesize that PDF is an important neuropeptide that mediates alcohol-induced sleep behavior. Now, going into our last section, section 7, future directions. We want to repeat the single sedating dose of ethanol sleep experiment with male Cantonese flies. We also want to repeat the non-sedating dose of ethanol sleep experiment with female Cantonese flies. Finally, we want to use ion channels to manipulate the neuronal excitability of small lateral neurons in order to understand their role in alcohol-induced sleep behaviors. Thank you very much.